You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:35pm. John Gibby, Luke Elder and Gary Capewell, the team in the studio. We've got Ludlow and Newcastle in the afternoon, so a bit of jumping and a bit of all-weather action and all-weather racing as well throughout the evening at Kempton Park. So do join the guys for that. And just a reminder, if you don't already know, the card at Newcastle on Wednesday will be live and free on Betting TV as well, so you can watch the action there if you tune into Betting TV. Looking ahead to the action in the studio with myself, Mark Walton, it's John O'Connell. How are you, John?
Very well, thanks, Mark. Yourself?
Yes, not too bad, not too bad. We've got a pretty good weekend coming up, so we'll have a little bit of a glance towards that, and then we'll get stuck into the action coming up on Wednesday. The attention really will be on Warwick and Kempton, won't it, at the weekend? And
yep.
A couple of big stories about one of the big races at Kempton today, and that's that in the 205, the Sylvaniaco Conti Chase, Grade 2 over 2.5 miles, we will not see Altior, who was looking like he was going to go to the race a couple of days ago, very weak in the market over the past 24 hours or so, yeah. Where his stablemate Top Notch was really well supported. Altior doesn't go to the race, and now Top Notch is the 4-5 favourite.
Yeah, only 6 entered yesterday. I think a few trainers are probably ruining the fact they didn't take the opportunity to enter yesterday, because still, I mean, Top Notch is a decent Grade 2 horse, but there's little depth to the race now, so I think there'll be a few trainers thinking, shouldn't have been frightened of one horse, Altior. Could at least had the entry up our sleeve to go there, but we're going to have a maximum of 5 runners now, and a lot of interest has come out from the weekend, because it's always one of the quieter weekends. You know, after Christmas you have a little bit of a quiet spell, so the presence of Altior would have given the meeting on Saturday a bit of life. We're apparently going to see him next in the Game Spirit Chase at Newbury in about a month's time. Hopefully he'll be able to turn up there, but the air of invincibility that he's had, I'm not too sure now. I mean, we haven't seen him much on the track, and his performance on the track had been absolutely fine, but there's been reports of lack of sparkles on the gallops, so yeah, people probably won't be backing him for any Cheltenham race until they know exactly where he's going to go now.
He could end up back at the 2 mile route, couldn't he? I suppose if it all goes wrong over the extended.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's where he'll likely end up, if he's going to end up at Cheltenham at all. But hopefully we'll see him at Newbury next month. But it's just a bit worrying, because he's now a 10-year-old, and that's a couple of entries he's missed, a couple of runs he's missed, due to the fact that it's just not showing the sparkle that Nicky Henson and the jockey would have liked from the morning gallops.
Yeah, I don't know if it's changed since I was reading about it earlier on, but they were saying he might also go to the Clarence House Chase, which would be them reverting back to the short distance already, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that since then they've now talked up the probability of waiting until Newbury a month time. The Game Spirit Chase there, that's 2 miles. And yeah, I mean, if you're betting on where he's going to end up, which race he'd run at Cheltenham, should he run there at all, Champion Chase would be massive odds on for there. But let's just hopefully get him on the track first anyway, so just fingers crossed that we'll get Altior back next month.
Hopefully so, yeah. Set a world record, didn't he, for most consecutive jumps wins in a row, beating Big Bucks with 19 straight victories, I think it was, or something like that, wasn't it?
Something along those lines, yeah. I think, yeah.
Top Notch, the 4-5 favourite anyway at the time recording, 5-2 for Frodon, Corto Rico 5-1, 10-1 Born Survivor, 14s for the outsider of the party, and that is, my screen's just let me down there, Keeper Hill in that upcoming contest on Saturday, the Sylvaniaco Conti Chase. Just a quick line on Corto Rico, because he was a massive price, wasn't he?
Yeah.
At 100-1 when finishing second to Top Notch last time.
He
outran his odds massively.
He certainly did, yeah. It won't be anything like that sort of price this weekend. He's only beaten 3/4 length on that occasion by Top Notch. He goes up against him. Top Notch is so solid in these type of races. He won this race last year. He beat Black Horse, and in all probability, he'll do the same this weekend, beating a Paul Nicholls horse, Frodon, who hasn't been the throwdown this season that we had last year so far. He just needs to show a bit more spark himself. So it should be now, not saying a simple task for Top Notch, but he's odds on, and he's odds on for a very good reason.
We mentioned the move on Top Notch in the market there. There's also been quite a plunge on the favourite now in the Lanzarote hurdle, which is the race just after that at Kempton, the 240, a listed race where Pick Dory is the 9-2 favourite now. He's been back from 7-1 into 9-2 over the last few days. Notre Paris is 5-1, 8-1 for Burrow's Edge. Alpha Mix is 9-1, Solely Motion 9-1, 10s for Chitty Balco. 10-1, I like the way you're thinking. That makes more sense, doesn't it? Yep. It's another, you know what I mean, Harry moment. 10-1 for Larkborough Lad and North of the Wall. It's 11s or bigger prices for the remainder. What do you make of this money for Pick Dory, trained by Paul Nichols, last seen taking a tumble in France?
Yeah, it'll be presumably come from people who have a bit of knowledge about the horse, and it's knowing how well it's working, because really, what would you know about this form over here? All his runs have been all toy, bar one. That was in the Triumph Hurdle. It only beat a few horses home, finished 10th on that occasion behind Pentland Hills. It's very, very hard to get a handle on the horse. So it may well be that a couple of people from the yard know that it's working well, but it's very hard to get a handle on the horse's form. The other one for a little bit of early support in the first 24 hours of money for the race has been Colonial Dreams, who didn't show much on that Newbury comeback, but showed plenty of form last season in similar sort of races, including winning at Sandown right at the end of the Whitbread meeting there at the end of April, and a repeat of that would put that one in the mix. That one's best form is probably on closer to good ground, but Kempton is probably one of the better drying courses, and I haven't seen the forecast for later in the week, but it certainly would have dried up anyway over the last week or so, because it's been relatively dry down south anyway. So if you're on Colonial Dreams, you'd hope that it won't get too much rain.
Yeah, already a bit of good in the description as well, good to soft at the moment, so might well dry out to a bit better than that by Saturday, and loads of racing to suck into. You will be able to of course listen to all of that on William Hill Racing Radio come Saturday. You'll be able to watch the action at Newcastle on Betting TV on Wednesday, and listen to the full day of racing on Racing Radio. So we're going to get stuck into some of Wednesday's action. The 3 o'clock at Newcastle is the second race we'll look at. We'll go to the 2:30 first, because it makes more sense to go through them in chronological order. 5 furlong condition stakes. It's an all-weather championship fast track qualifier, and Corinthian Knight, I imagine, will be up there towards the top end of the market here, John. On these terms, off level weights, he could be well treated, given that he should be giving weight to all of these, really, shouldn't he?
There's very little between them from a handicapping point of view. The one who actually comes out just about best is Corinthia Knight, but there'll only be like £10 or so between just about the entire field maximum. And there's some interesting horses in there. We'll start first with Corinthia Knight, with Holly Doyle going up to take the ride for Archie Watson. Ran last week at Chelmsford, so been very busy. This is actually Corinthian Knight's fifth run in less than a month, and it's generally been holding form in there, but I'm happy to oppose it with a horse called Good Effort, trained by Ishmael Mohammed, who for a while was a 7 furlong handicapper, and they even had designs a couple of years ago to go over a mile, but with the dropping in trip for this horse, it's improved. Dropped down to 6 furlongs for a handicap at Newmarket in the summer. It wasn't a strong race, but it won easily on that occasion. And the last three runs have been solid. A couple of them over 6, one even over 5 here at Newcastle. That was one just beaten by Watchable 2 runs ago. So it's got form at the track, which you don't mind. That wasn't a handicap, so it's going to be a hotter contest. But that was a 0-95 on a handicap mark, so it's a strong enough contest in that sphere. And since then, won a little bit of ordinary race at Deauville. It was strange to see them actually send over there to Deauville for that race, because it was, by French standards, very ordinary prize money, less than 10,000 to the winner. There's quite a few races over here this time of year in the all-weather with that sort of prize money attached. But they picked it up anyway, won easily, and they're going back to 5 furlongs tomorrow. And I think good effort could be the way to go for Ishmael Mohammed and Ben Curtis, who's having a fantastic run of things and looking good to pick up his first all-weather winter championship.
Yeah, riding well, isn't he, at the moment, Ben Curtis. Good effort, potentially, to give him another winner then on Wednesday. And the 3 o'clock is the race directly after that. It's another all-weather championships fast-track qualifier. This is the Bombardier Golden Beer Condition Stakes. It's over a mile. And another one of these that, you know, when you're looking at the weights they should have in a handicap, or what they should be giving to other rivals, via serendipity on that front, has to stand out here, doesn't it?
It does. It comes at best. It's got about £6 to hand in just on weights and measures, and ridden by Hayley Turner tomorrow for Stuart Williams, who's having a good run of things these days. Last seen about 6 weeks ago in a really strong listed race at Kempton. Top race for the grade, being the race won by Set Piece in a cracking race against Kuzam. On that occasion, via serendipity, probably ran realistically as well as he was going to do. He's a really versatile horse, because we know the horse has got plenty of wins on the turf as well, but these days his all-weather form is standing up really well. His last five runs over the all-weather, which is spread out over about a year and a half, have all been rock solid. Hasn't actually been to Newcastle so far, so that's a little bit of a concern. But I'm going to take it on with a horse called Another Touch, the top one, Richard Fahey's horse. Something of a veteran now, a seven-year-old. Saw him into good effect at Lingfield last week, when winning a handicap there with a fair bit in hand, beat a horse called Goring, who's got a lot of form at Lingfield at his best. This takes a little bit of a step up a grade again, Another Touch, but he's 2 from 2 on the all-weather. Admittedly, he hasn't been to Newcastle, but he's got a bit of a lease of life on the all-weather at the moment. And the key thing for him seems to be small fields. All his wins, I think he's had 7 career wins, and they've all been in a single figure field. So if it becomes a smallish or slow run tactical affair, he's had loads of experience in such races, Another Touch. So he won't care which way the race is run, and I think he might just be good enough. He's got more to come on the all weather, so I'll take a chance with Another Touch.
Another Touch, the selection for John then in that 3 o'clock at Newcastle. And it's a good race that. You've got three of the four arriving in winning form, arriving in winning form. One of them has a bit of back class, and the other one admittedly might struggle, but you know, you could state a case for a number of these.
Yeah,
if you really wanted
it's a bit disappointing actually that he's only 5 runners. I mean, Richard Fahey would be happy with Another Touch, given away, as I mentioned, his horse's record in single figure fields. But for the money and as a fast track qualifier, I'm a bit surprised and disappointed that other trainers haven't seen the opportunity. There's only 2 horses in the race. Another Touch and Via Serendipity have got marks north of 100. So there's an opportunity to have got a stronger feel for that race, but still a good contest. Hopefully, I think the top one may just be good enough.
Another Touch, the selection there in the 3 o'clock, and good effort, the selection in the 2:30. Then what's the strongest opinion of that pair?
Probably Another Touch. It'll be the shorter price of the two, but it's probably just the stronger of the two.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, John. Been a pleasure as always. Best
Thanks a lot, Mark. Cheers.
Enjoy the action on Wednesday. There you go, the thoughts of John O'Connell on Wednesday's racing. You can hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio, 12:35 start time. John Gibby, Luke Elder and Gary Capewell, the team in the studio. It's Ludlow and Newcastle in the afternoon and Kempton in the evening. So do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.